Award-winning business reporter Mary Fricker of Sebastopol is a longtime close observer of the U.S. economy. Back in 1989, she co-authored Inside Job, the definitive book on that decade's savings and loan crisis. Today, she's watching and worried about a little-known aspect of the inner financial markets called repurchase loans, or repos. That, she says, not home mortgages, was at the root of the economic collapse of 2008.
Where did the banks and the mortgage companies get the money to make those home loans? They got it by borrowing from each other and from other financial institutions. Money market funds, insurance companies, pension plans, big pools of cash. Often, the contract that they used was a repurchase agreement. They were thought to be safe for a couple of reasons. They were very short term, often overnight, and they were collateralized.
But the weak link was what that collateral actually consisted of.
If the bank borrowed $1 million from a money market fund, and it took that money to make home loans with it, and it took the home loans and it pooled them, and it issued securities backed by those home loans, the bank is holding a bunch of securities, which it can then use as collateral to get another repurchase loan, to make more home loans, to pool, to make more securities, to get another repurchase loan.
That, Fricker says, was just the first loop in a fragile web of interlocked lending, all balanced on an opaque bubble of dubious paper.
The bank has gotten this $1 million loan from the money market fund and put up, say, $1 million in mortgage securities as collateral. So the money market fund is now holding these securities. It doesn't own them, but it's holding them. And the money market fund can use those securities as collateral for its own repurchase loan. And the company that lends to the money market fund and gets the securities as collateral can reuse them again for its own repurchase loan. And so you have created this daisy chain of lending.
It all came to a crashing halt, Fricker continues, when some homeowners began to default on their loans.
When home prices stopped rising and subprime borrowers started defaulting, the repurchase lenders held all this collateral and they weren't sure where the bad loans were going to be in that.
So they simply and abruptly stopped lending. Then, to make matters worse, they called in the huge short-term loans.
That money market fund said to that bank, you have to repay that $1 million. And the bank had lent that $1 million to home buyers. The bank didn't have the money to repay that loan. Many of the repurchase lenders called their loans. And that's where the credit crisis was. It wasn't down there where the mortgage holder was late on his payment.
3 years later, Fricker warns, that repurchase lending market is continuing, virtually unchanged.
Today, it's probably $4 trillion a day that is on loan in the U.S. on the repurchase market. That is enormous amounts of money. It's this huge 800-pound gorilla in the room.
More about that in our next report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.